It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. One of the biggest names in the art world today, Chinese artist Ai Weiwei, is working with the Public Art Fund here in New York, presenting a citywide display of installations that ask you to reflect on the global migration crisis. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon has been running all over town checking these out, and she joins us now. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, where do we find these installations and what do they look like?
There are officially 300 installations throughout the five boroughs.
That's a lot.
Including Staten Island. So he definitely gets points for making his project citywide. I should say that 200 of those installations consist of banners. There are actually only 17 sculptures throughout the city, and there are many banners. Now, the banners are hanging from lampposts in the place where advertising usually goes. He has decided to hang original art on lampposts. I think that is very clever. And these banners, which feature photographs of famous and non-famous refugees throughout history, including Emma Goldman and Karl Marx and Mondrian and people who became refugees 5 minutes ago, are quite lovely to look at because he does them on mesh netting, and you could actually look through them and see the sky. And what's interesting is they echo metal fences in that regard. They remind you that metal fences, which is the main material and theme of this show, is also a material that allows you to look through to the blue sky beyond.
I guess also a fence could relate to refugees as well. I
mean, exactly. Yeah. In this case, it does. That's what the whole project is about. But a fence is different than a wall. And what I liked about the show is that it gets you thinking about fenceness. How is a fence different from other containers? And I think the difference is that you can see the world beyond. So that creates a kind of longing.
So you talked about the banners. What about the sculptures?
Well, there are 17 sculptures throughout the city, three major ones. One in Washington Square Park, one at the southern entrance to Central Park, and one at the Unisphere in Queens. So I think it's fair to say that they're not all the same and that they display Ai Weiwei's strengths and weaknesses. For instance, my least favorite sculpture is the one at Central Park. It's a big orange birdcage, basically, and it just looks like it was plunked down there. You go inside, you look through the bars. It's a little bit like being inside a New York City playground and looking out through bars. I don't see how it really advances form. And for me, it kind of just took up space outside the park. On the other hand, I really like the one in Washington Square Park. It also assumes the form of a birdcage from a distance, like a 40-foot-high birdcage below the arch. But in addition to the cage, it also includes this monumental cutout that looks biomorphic and abstract at first, which in fact shows two people embracing. And I found that very powerful as an image to hover above the village because it reminds us that people who pass through gates are not just dirty, poor immigrants. They're also lovers. They're people of romance. And I found that piece quite original.
Yeah, the show is called Good Fences Make Good Neighbors. How does that connect with the art on view?
The line comes from a famous Robert Frost poem called Mending Walls. I'm not sure that Ai Weiwei has appropriated completely correctly. He means the line entirely ironically. He's saying that good fences destroy relationships, that we live in a world where there are too many barriers and borders, and we need more human connection.
Would you say it all comes together?
No, absolutely not. I think the banners are too scattered. I wish that there were more of them connecting the monuments.
Concentrated somewhere?
Exactly. What the piece lacks is aesthetic concentration or intensity. But once again, it reminds us that Ai Weiwei is probably a better propagandist than sculptor.
Deborah, you call him a propagandist?
Well, he's a propagandist in the sense that he brings welcome attention to a much-needed cause. That's great. But he doesn't necessarily give us a powerful aesthetic experience to go with it. It's not as if you go to one place to see it all. You go to a lot of places, and I urge you to consult the map on the Public Art Fund website if you want to know where to go exactly. It's rather intricate.
The Public Art Fund's Good Fences Make Good Neighbors will be on view through February at more than 300 sites throughout New York City. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. And Deborah, I'm going to head up to Washington Square Park and check that out.
Excellent. I'll meet you there.